The Sacred Heart School property was a big topic of discussion when Kingston Selectmen met last night. And joining us this morning with a recap is the board's chair, Kimberly Emberg. Selectwoman, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So as I mentioned, there was a presentation on the proposed redevelopment of the former Sacred Heart High School property.
Yes, the members of the Thorndike Development Group came and presented to us about some of their potential plans for that property. There's been a lot of discussion, I think, off of our meetings and in the public, and their concerns about the sheer size of the potential development. So it was really helpful for us to see some renderings and hear some of the obstacles that they'll need to overcome. For one, that area is not zoned for a residential development of that size, so this would need to go before a number of boards and committees and commissions in town, and then it would ultimately need to be approved at town meeting for that zoning change. Not to mention that development, it looked like we were looking at 30% impervious surface, which I believe they actually need to get that number under 15, but they may need to work with conservation on figuring out how they can accommodate that. They're in a water resource area there, so it's definitely a challenge. And then sewer doesn't run that way, our sewer line, so they would need a private leaching field, a private water treatment facility that they would need to manage. There was some discussion about eventually they would want the town to hopefully take over any roads that they develop within that large-scale development, and they would love the town to take over the wastewater treatment plant that they would develop in there as well. So there are a lot of questions. I think it was very helpful for us to see some of the pictures that they've come up with, some of the other developments that they've done in other communities. And if anyone's interested, they will be giving us those presentation materials in a few days, but the recording of the meeting should be available on PAC-TV's website in a day or two, and I highly encourage anyone interested in seeing what we saw and hearing what we heard to go ahead and watch that meeting. It's about an hour, and I want to say we started around 6:20 on that agenda item, so if anyone's interested, definitely watch the recording.
And what do you think the next steps are going to be? Are they going to be before the board again anytime soon, or...?
Well, so this really isn't under our jurisdiction. This is more of just an informational meeting for our board and for the public. They are going to start meeting with other boards and commissions who do have some say in how this would go, including zoning and planning. They're going to start those meetings probably around just after Labor Day, after the summer's over and into the fall. Their hope is that they would be able to put together a warrant article for the spring town meeting, so spring 24, for town meeting to consider that zoning change. So they definitely have some work to do. They did talk about some public hearings after those commission and committee meetings, so the public will have plenty of time to provide input and ask questions.
All righty. And the next meeting for the Kingston Selectmen is scheduled for July 18th, and that'll be at the Kingston Townhouse. Well, thank you
Thank you
so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.